Hi, this is Susan.
And this is Joe.
Welcome to Dip Stitch. So we haven't been doing this for a while, so we're rusty. And to be honest, it's been rough this last few recordings. Just we had a few that were rough, but we're going to get through it, keep trying, and get back on track.
Right.
It's summer. It was almost over. We spent the day at the beach. It was wonderful.
Wasn't the beach awesome? It was like we went at the perfect time of day. What, 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
Sun was still warm. Yeah. It was great. It was great.
Swimming was still manageable.
Oh, yeah. Swimming was great.
It was. And we're surprised there wasn't as much seaweed. So it was nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're kind of coming back to getting on in the swing of things. Yeah. Lots has changed. We don't need to get into everything, but you know. Life moves on. You're engaged.
I got engaged last weekend.
Congratulations.
Yay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We've only been together 25 years, so I think I can say that we have gotten to thoroughly know each other. So hopefully this marriage will work out.
And we have Colin, your son, here, and Angelique, his... betrothed, his partner.
His lover.
Yes. Pardonnez-moi, monsieur. Do you remember Steve Martin? Was it your album?
I don't know.
The Steve Martin album?
Do you have a Steve Martin album?
He did. Oh.
Oh, sure we did. Yeah.
Were you into comedy albums?
Yeah, we had SNL.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Well, that's because we didn't have VCRs. We didn't have...
I'm aware.
There was no YouTube.
We had Cheech and Chong.
Oh, Sister Mary Elephant.
Sister Mary Elephant.
You know, Pee Wee Herman made one of his first appearances in a Cheech and Chong movie.
Rubens,
not Pee Wee.
Paul Rubens, he played the character of Pee Wee in the movie.
He did?
Yeah. Well, and also just as
he did play Pee Wee in the movie.
Yeah, he did. He did a comedy set as Pee Wee in the movie.
Oh.
Anyway, so.
All right, they're getting to know each other still. You got 20 years to go.
Yeah, it's only been 11 years.
We watched that together.
I don't remember.
God, how do you not remember?
I don't remember anything.
That's a strong statement.
I don't know. I just didn't know how to come back from that.
So there was one, and it might have been from an SNL album, or what was the one? What was his album called? With the bunny ears,
right? I don't remember.
Wild and Crazy Guy. It was called Wild and Crazy Guy.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yep, that was the name of the album. Yeah, and either that album or the SNL album. There were two of my favorite bits on there, and one of them was someone is saying something like, and there's like, oh my god, they spoke French, because they're like, they were choking from speaking French. Like, what happened? They spoke French. And then there was another one for Smuckers with a name like Smuckers, it's got to be good. And they had to, they were like doing a commercial, and they had to do take over take over take. Oh, bless you.
Thank you.
So it's funny, those things that you remember, like what triggered that was just you talking about speaking French, and I thought about that Steve Martin album, which I loved, and I can remember listening to it in the corner of our living room.
Oh yeah,
with the old scratchy needle, because we had the same needle forever.
Right,
never changed needles.
No.
So, anyways, congratulations on your wedding. That's exciting.
On my engagement.
Oh, engagement.
The wedding is a whole different story.
What's the timeline on the wedding?
I don't know. We got to talk budget soon.
But hopefully it won't take another 25 years.
It might.
Well, Jennifer took a while. They went 2 rounds. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So we're going to be like, we're not going to be like that. We're not going to break up and come back together. We're going to be together, but it might take as long.
Ooh.
It could. You never know.
Hopefully not.
Well, and then the other thing is we're going to continue to be called Dip Stitch, but, you know, there's no knitting anymore.
No, I gave up knitting temporarily to kind of follow my heart and start writing more.
Will you put a link to your page and a little bit about that?
I'd love to because my blog is a writer's space. So I'm trying to get people to contribute to the blog and write and post. And
I think it's fascinating you went from... knitting, which is so solitary and so, I like the word pedantic. It's not pedantic.
I don't even know what that word means.
Do you know what pedantic means, Colin?
Of course, I know what pedantic.
Can you tell
what
us
does
what
it mean?
Can you
I don't know.
It?
I feel like you could explain it so much better than
me. So I think what pedantic is someone who's very
for the
meticulous.
Record, I do know what pedantic means.
It's It's okay. No judgment. Judgment-free dipstick. I think what pedantic means is someone who's like very organized and very methodical. I don't want to say OCD because that's, you know, not fair. That's a mental illness.
I got mental illness.
Pedanticism is not a mental illness.
No, pedantic is just... Anyway, so what I mean to say, and I just like that word, but what I really want to say is it's an isolating activity. It's something you do just yourself. It's not like a group thing. And this writing thing, you're really... You're being a little bit more...
More groupie. More
people. Yeah. You're a groupie.
More groupie.
Ooh.
Yeah, but the fact that I write for it, too, is very solitary and very personal. And then, of course, I want other writers to join. And I want readers because the few people that are writing for it are excellent.
Let's talk about the real issue.
What's the real issue?
How do you
issue?
Guys feel about not getting hats and gloves and mittens for Christmas and birthday and Easter and St. Patrick's Day?
I have enough hats and gloves and mittens to last.
He doesn't
want lifetimes.
Two lifetimes.
He doesn't want my mittens or hats.
No, love your
anymore.
Hats.
He's saying he has enough.
I love them.
Okay,
but I have enough.
You have enough. He's had enough.
Well, yeah,
you are enough.
Okay, yeah. Just want to put it out there. All right, so yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of change. That's
a lot of change.
Yeah.
A lot of change is going on.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty happy about it. I do want to get back to knitting, but just not right now.
Well, listen, we'll get back to doing the podcast again. We just have to like make time and we have to do what I say.
Simple.
Okay,
as that.
This is the thing. Miss Control Freak.
Well, we have guests here today, so let's ask them who's right.
Oh,
I cannot ask my son to go against me. Although
ooh,
he probably,
so you think, ooh, you could. Think I'm right. You think I'm right.
Of course, he gladly will.
Well.
You know, I don't know.
Tell us about New York. What is your, okay, that's broad, I know.
Okay.
Tell me what drew, so you guys are from a small
country
bumpkin town.
Yeah. Not me. Just putting that out there.
Angelique, you are.
I'm a third generation New Yorker. I'm very proud of it.
Very nice.
Yeah, but you're not a fourth generation New Yorker.
Well, you know what, Joanne? We can't have everything.
Where did they come from
want.
Before New York?
Austria, Hungary, Poland, all that good stuff.
So you're third generation.
Third generation New Yorker, yeah. On two sides. So that makes me extra best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I remember when you say New Yorker, it's funny because I remember a Sex and the City episode where Carrie goes to Paris and the guy at the hotel desk says, oh, you're an American. And she goes, no, New Yorker.
They're trying too hard with that.
So it's quite a proud thing to be a New Yorker.
It is.
Well, I was at talking to some artists, and one of them, I didn't meet him, but there was an artist who had a piece there, and someone was telling me that, I read on his bio, it said New York-based, might have said Brooklyn-based artist. But he's a Boston guy, but he has to keep a place there because that's the only place that has cachet in the art world, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, he's from Boston, but he keeps a studio in Brooklyn, so
wow.
He can be Brooklyn-based.
That's silly.
Why?
I don't know.
It's
I just
silly.
It has
I,
more
I
cachet.
Do,
who
I,
wants to
I
say,
guess
oh,
I understand
Barnstable,
that.
Barnstable,
but you shouldn't pretend to be from someplace that you're not actually from.
Well, I mean, the person, if you have a studio there, then you have a base there, I suppose.
I guess. Mm-hmm. You are, I guess you are based there.
But don't you think, like, it does have cachet?
It does. I mean,
you're from New York, that means, I automatically assume you're from New York.
Yeah.
Okay, you've been on the subway, you like bagels, you've seen the rat with the pizza.
I hope so.
I mean, I don't know. I think
that's like the bare minimum.
Don't forget the cockroaches.
I think you've met a Real Housewife. I just assume that you've seen
Tonight Show
or SNL.
You haven't met any Real Housewives.
I just feel like
I don't think that people who are like actually who grew up in New York actually do any of those things. Like, I've never seen the Tonight Show. I've never seen I've never gone to the Good Morning America.
The Empire State Building.
And never gone to, I was scared of elevators for many years.
Okay, but it's still true.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it just sometimes, I think I always loved New York, but I think I loved it extra when Colin first moved to the city because I kind of got to see it through fresh eyes again.
And now I'm jaded and I don't care about anything.
Yeah, okay.
How long would you say it took you to get jaded?
Oh, pretty fast.
Really?
Yeah.
Is jaded the right word?
Yeah.
But how can you be jaded and like living there?
I mean, you can be jaded and living somewhere.
Yeah, I don't think jaded is...
If I was jaded where I lived, I wouldn't want to live there anymore.
But you are a little bit jaded where you live, I would say.
You're thinking of jaded in a super maximalist sort of place.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a super negative thing. It's just I still like New York. I still love New York.
I like all the little things about New York. I don't like any of... I don't care about any of the sights and the...
It's a different way of life.
Think
about
it's more of a low
when
key.
You say jaded, I always think about what glasses you're wearing. So you wear rosy glasses or you wear dark glasses. And so at the lake, I think about, and even living on the Cape, I feel like
I'm
kind of not jaded, but I feel like I don't appreciate. I haven't been to a lot of places on the Cape, and although
there's nothing where I live, so
you live on a lake, and so maybe sometimes
that's
you
being
take
jaded
it for
about
grain.
Where you live. Though,
do you think so?
Yeah.
I love the lake.
We work something else.
Yeah, we love New York.
And we love New York,
we're still
but we
a little jaded about it.
We're not in awe of New York.
Sometimes I am. Sometimes I
mean, it
I have like
but you've seen a Broadway show.
Oh, I've seen multiple Broadway shows.
That's when I think about. So I could be right.
Yeah, my mom hooked it up for me growing up. My mom, they had these discount ticket things that you could get. So we went to a bunch of shows growing up, and it was really nice.
What was your favorite?
Oh, I think at the time my favorite was Hairspray. I really, really liked Hairspray. But I remember my first Broadway show, I was probably 7 or 8. It was Seussical the Musical. And
Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, a Dr. Seuss musical. Yep. And Rosie O'Donnell was in it. And I had
to
pee.
The Cat in the Hat?
She was the Cat in the Hat. I had to pee, and we came in late for the second act. And she literally stopped the show and pointed us out. And was oh, and these two getting back to their seats.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, we were oh, my God. she noticed us. Wow.
Was that good or bad? It was bad,
It was funny. I thought it was funny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have you been to a show, Colin?
I've been to a couple. I'm not a musical person.
There's other shows, though.
Yeah,
you
pretty much
like going to ball games, though.
I do like the baseball. No, but I've been to shows with Angelique and her mom.
We saw the Larry David one with Jason Alexander.
Yep, yeah.
That was really good.
That was good, yeah.
It was called Fish Out of Water or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like musicals anymore either, so those are nice.
And then we saw the one with Macaulay Culkin's brother.
Yeah, This Is Our Youth with Michael Cera.
That set design.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah,
he's great.
Yeah, it was really good.
He was in Juno.
He was great in Juno.
He was good in
that
Juno.
That was a good show. I really like that, actually. I do go to ball games.
Yeah.
I do love a good ball game.
Do you go by yourself or with someone?
Depends. I go to Yankees games by myself.
Yankee Stadium is still the original the same way Fenway is, right? There's only
there's
a new one.
There's a new one.
Sorry.
They build them to the same specifications as the old one, though. They try to be traditional about it.
But it's, isn't there three of the original left? Isn't the one in Baltimore? Oh, maybe they rebuilt that one. There's only a handful left of the originals.
No, the Yankee Stadium, the one that's currently there is it's 15 years old, I think.
Oh, okay.
I go to those by myself because we live 4 stops away on the train from Yankee Stadium, so it's very easy to go by myself. I tend to go with other people to Mets games, though.
Are you trying to say you don't have any friends?
No, I'm saying none of my friends like the Yankees.
Oh, and you do?
They're Mets fans.
He's trying to coax me into saying I don't have any friends.
You better be careful. No, I think what she's really ultimately trying to do is point this microphone in my face. No, what she's trying to do is see if you're really a Yankees fan. So
I'm not a Yankees fan. I'm a Mets fan. I love the Mets.
Mets are great.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite player?
the guy that wears the blue uniform.
Oh, no way. Me too.
I like their
What?
Mascot.
Mr. and Mrs. Met.
Oh, yeah, they're cute.
I really want to get a Mrs. Met uniform.
What does that entail?
It's well, you can do it custom, you know? I don't really need to get into this, but I want a Mrs. Met uniform.
Is that a hint maybe for Christmas? I'll get you that.
I would love that.
Does she wear a dress? I think you'd be good.
No, she just wears like a... She does wear a skirt, but she wears a normal uniform on top of that. She's Mrs. Met.
But it says Mrs. Met on the
back. It says Mrs. Met on the back.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea. You could also be Wally.
I could. Yeah, I could be Wally.
But Mrs. Met, they have big baseball heads.
They're baseballs.
Yeah, they're
baseballs. I mean, how more direct can you get?
It's like, I wonder what the connection is. Wally, you know, the big wall. What do they call it? The green monster. Green monster. Sorry. Oh, God. They're gonna take away my Massachusetts card about all that. Anyway.
When you're talking about, when they were talking about New York, being from New York and everything, you know what I really hate is I hate when people are from Massachusetts and they travel and someone says, where are you from? And they all say Boston.
I say Boston. You know why?
Why?
Because when I'm somewhere, nowhere near Massachusetts.
Whoa, you are angry right now.
I got a bone to pick with this.
Okay.
Because what am I supposed to say? Oh, you know this small city in central Massachusetts you've never heard of? Well, I'm not from there. I'm from a town next to it. Well, it's so much easier to just say Boston. I don't get why people get so butthurt about when people say Boston.
I feel like
Boston.
The bottom line, what I've noticed about you, Colin, is if it's someone that you actually want to engage in conversation with, you'll tell them, I'm from
Lunenburg. If someone casually asks me, I'm from Boston.
Yeah, like, you're not going to do.
I'm not
See, I always say thing. I always say I'm from central Massachusetts.
And no one knows where
near
that is.
The New Hampshire border.
No one knows where that is.
That's a lot of information it's like asking someone to do math. Like, shit, let me pull my fucking map out.
It's like,
Massachusetts, there's central.
Okay, at best the interaction is going to go they pretend to know where that is and nod and then turn away and walk away.
It's just like saying you're from Texas? Do you know so and so?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, no, it's not like that, but
it's similar. I guess, according to you guys, I should just say Boston.
Just say Boston. Okay.
See, I don't say
but
Boston.
But weren't you wearing a Lunenburg t-shirt, like, at your shop, and somebody came in and was like, oh my God, I'm from Lunenburg, too?
And I was mortified.
Didn't you welcome them with open arms?
I did not.
Did you give them a discount?
Nope.
You said he was from Boston, would you have?
No.
I can't believe you didn't even like...
I don't want anything to do with Lunenburg.
Oh. He's at that stage in life. I get you.
Well, he's a big New Yorker. I've been at that stage since I was 15.
You'll come full circle.
He's a big New Yorker now.
Listen, Lunenburg's a beautiful town. It's very nice, but I'm done with it.
It's not for you.
Yeah.
I don't...
It's worn out. I'm done with it. It's used up.
I don't tell people... Like, I just... Do you think you... Say that because you're from New York now, and you're like, I can say I'm from New York. People want to know about big cities, whatever. To me, I always say where I'm from. But for me, I say Cape Cod.
Right.
Or I'll say...
But you can say Hyannis because everybody knows Hyannis from the Kennedys.
Yeah. Not everybody, though.
Not everybody.
Not anymore. They used to say, like,
you're assuming people
have,
like, a better, like, knowledge of, like, this specific geographic region. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll say Massachusetts, and sometimes if they say where, and then they say where are you from, and I'll say Cape Cod. And, again, if it's someone I care to engage with, I might say, I'm from Barnstable. If it's some, or I'll say, I don't know. It's just funny. I think it depends. I think you could say whatever you want.
Yeah, you could lie to them and say you're from like California or something. They don't know you.
Yeah, well, hugs fun, right, Colin?
It is.
That's a joke. Yeah, I was lying. So I guess it is fun because
no,
I was lying.
But you're
never gonna meet this person again.
Right.
Most
that's
of the
true.
Time.
It's kind of like, have you ever like someone asked for directions and you gave them the directions you think it was, but you weren't sure?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
like,
you don't mean to, but it's like
they're not gonna
it doesn't
show up at
matter.
Your doorstep.
They're not gonna
like,
find you.
Who cares?
So anyway, all right. Well, listen, it's been great catching up. Thank you, Colin. Thank you, Angelique.
Thank you for joining us.
Our reconnecting. So anyways, dip stitch out.
Bye-bye.
Bye.